From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The priority list and legacy issues of Indonesia's G20 presidency will balance the global agenda with domestic priorities and interests, Bank Indonesia's Governor Peri Warjio said in Nusa Dua, Bali on Thursday. The alignment of different interests will be realized during Indonesia's G20 presidency through the meeting of Finance and Central Bank Deputies, FCPD. The agenda will cover dialogues on accelerating sustainable and inclusive infrastructure development and optimizing financing support from multilateral development banks. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia has said, while officially opening the G20 Employment Working Group EWG in Jakarta on Thursday, that Indonesia must push major breakthroughs during its G20 presidencies and encourage greater equality in national and global employment development. Indonesia's G20 presidencies in 2022 will not only be a ceremonial momentum, but will be used to encourage real actions from G20 countries to fight for the aspiration and interests of developing countries such as Indonesia. In terms of employment, Indonesia will focus on four priority issues, including the creation of sustainable jobs, inclusive job market, and initiative for decent job creation for disabled people. Voice of Indonesia held discussions on the impact of opening the international flights in Bali at the Diplomatic Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali on Friday. The event, attended by three key speakers from Bali tourism sector, such as the chairman of the Indonesian Tours and Travel Agencies Asita Bali Chapter, Iputu Winastra, head of tourism marketing at Bali Tourism Service, Ida Ayu Indah Yustikarini, and vice chairman of Badung Management Agency of Indonesian Hotels and Restaurants Association, BPC PHRI, Arya Wibawaraka. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia recently, the Coordinating Maritime and Investment Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that since the level of the restrictions caused by the pandemic are down to level 1 in Java and Bali, the Indonesian government has opened the international flight to Bali on October 14, 2021. Moreover, Indonesia's borders will still be tightened with the condition that passengers from abroad are negative PCR test results a maximum of 2 times 24 hours before departure and quarantine for 10 days in Indonesia. Let's move it on to the international news. Dahli Jill and Dean Hewitt will become the first Australians to compete in curling at the Olympics after winning a qualifying tournament for next year's Beijing Winter Games. The mixed doubles pair won all 7 of their matches at the tournament of Leeuwarden, the Netherlands, to claim one of the last remaining quota spots for the February 4 to 20 games in the Chinese capital. Jill and Hewitt will join pairings from 9 other nations in vying for the mixed doubles gold medal at Beijing's National Aquatic Center, which has been rebranded the Ice Cube for the Winter Games. Asian shares slipped and the dollar held firm on Friday as traders edge away from riskier assets amid renewed concerns about COVID-19 and ahead of key U.S. inflation data that could set directions on Federal Reserve's rates. U.S. Consumer Price Index CPI for November is due later Friday, and Reuters poll of economists expects it to have risen 6.8% year-on-year, overtaking a 6.2% increase in October, which was the fastest gain in 31 years. Any upside surprise will likely be interpreted as a case for a faster Fed taper and sooner interest rate rises. President Emmanuel Macron vowed Thursday French would work towards a strong and sovereign European Union when it takes over the bloc's rotating presidencies that coincides with French presidential election. Macron, who is due to meet Germany's new Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday, also said the European Union should reconsider its strict budget deficit rules as government spends heavily to save their economies from the impact of COVID restriction. France will push for a rethink of rules that include a demand for deficit to remain below 3% of gross domestic products GDP. China's domestic air traffic wants the world's invite after a fast rebound during the pandemic is faltering due to a zero COVID-19 policy that has led to tighter travel rules in Beijing and weaker consumer confidence after repeated small outbreaks. The outlook for the fourth quarter, normally a popular time for southerners to head north for winter breaks and northerners to head south for warmer weather, is dimming due to COVID-19-related disruptions at a time when international traffic is negligible. Listener, that was the news. Israeli Minister of Foreign Affairs Yair Lapid paid an official visit to Egypt on Thursday, December 9, 2021. Quoting the Israeli Foreign Ministry, AFP reported that one of the important talks of the agenda of the meeting was strengthening bilateral relations, especially in the security sector. Minister Lapid's visit is a follow-up for Israel's foreign policy to strengthen Israel's Egypt relations for regional stability. The meeting in the security sector was not brought about a concrete agreement yet. Both Israel and Egypt need to formulate a strong strategy and find solution to the emerging issues discussed at the meeting, particularly the issue of hostages and bodies of Israelis detained by the Hamas group in the Gaza Strip since Operation Protective Age in 2014. According to Minister Lapid, Israel has an economic recovery plan for Gaza. This is expected to end the frequent rocket attacks by Hamas against Israel. It seems that the issue of settlement construction carried out continuously by Israelis in the Palestinian territories was not discussed at the meeting. Egypt has indeed been Israel's main mediator with Hamas. Minister Lapid's visit may be an important step that is expected to consolidate stability and peace in the Middle East and reach a permanent solution for a Palestinian struggle to become a fully sovereign state. If Israel is seriously committed to restoring Gaza's economy, significant concrete steps are needed towards an era of security and prosperity, as well as an expansion of the scope of strong cooperation in various fields. Egypt's role as a mediator in the Israel's Gaza conflict is highly awaited. Let's start today in history. On December 10, 1901, when awarding the first Nobel Prize in Stockholm, Sweden, the Nobel Prizes are awarded annually to those who have carried out incredible research, invented new technique or equipment, or have discovered outstanding contribution to society. The Nobel Prizes are awarded every December 10th. That is the date Alfred Nobel passed away. Alfred Nobel is a scientist who bequeathed his wealth for the awarding of the Nobel Prize since 1901 for people who have made contributions in the fields of physics, chemistry, medicine, and peace. Moving on to December 10, 1948, when Human Rights Day occurred. Human Rights Day is commemorated every year by many countries, including Indonesia, around the world every December 10th. This date was chosen in honor of the United Nations General Assembly, which adopted and proclaimed the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a global statement on human rights, on December 10, 1948. The commemoration started in 1950, when the General Assembly invited all concerned countries and organizations to celebrate. We end today in history on December 10, 1957, when the government established the National Oil Company. Pertamina's milestone began around the 1950s when the government of the Republic of Indonesia appointed the army to establish PT Eksploitasi Tambang Minyak Sumatera Utara to manage oil fields in the Sumatra region. On December 10, 1957, the company changed its name to PT Perusahaan Minyak Nasional, abbreviated as Permina. The date is commemorated as the birth of Pertamina. In 1960, PT Permina changed its status to a state company, Permina. Then PN Permina merged with PN Permin to become PN Pertambangan Minyak and Gas Bumi Negara, abbreviated as Pertamina, on August 20, 1968. To strengthen this young company, the government issued Law No. 8, 1971, which placed Pertamina as a state-owned oil and gas company.
Cantik, menarik, menawan hati. manis putri paman petani. Cantik menarik menawan hati, Diana namanya manja sekali. Waktu aku mengikat janji, ku belikan cincin bermata jeli. Tapi apa yang ku alami, paman petani marah.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia is trusted again to be the official partner country handover MESSE 2023. This is a golden opportunity for national branding and encouraging the improvements in Indonesian manufacturing capability and digital infrastructure development. That was stated by Indonesian Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita during the contract signing of Indonesian partner country handover MESSE 2023 in Jakarta on Monday. He further remarked that handover MESSE 2023 is expected to open the world's eyes about Indonesia's great potentials in industry to build partnerships towards the 4.0 industry. The contract signing was done between Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita and Chairman of the Board Dutch MESSE, AG Johan Kokler. Minister Agus Gumiwang said that Indonesia's participation in handover MESSE 2023 will strengthen Indonesia's Germany bilateral relations. At handover MESSE, Indonesia can be not only a benchmark towards the latest 4.0 technology, but also a presenter of Indonesia's latest capability in manufacturing technology. The multidimensional economy of Indonesia and Germany is not limited to trade and investment. Another strategic sector that supports bilateral economic cooperation is development that includes health, environment, social climate and labor, energy, infrastructure and transportation. He added that the handover MESSE 2021 resulted in some business agreements. This needs to be monitored continuously so that it can be realized. Minister Agus Gumiwang also remarked that during handover MESSE 2023, Indonesia will prepare itself optimally to showcase the country's industrial capability. Indonesia's participation in handover MESSE has also contributed to the post-pandemic global economy. Meanwhile, German Ambassador to Indonesia, Asian and Timor-Leste, Ina Lepel, who joined the signing, said that Indonesia-Germany bilateral trade has a long history. German industries have been in Indonesia for more than one century. Ambassador Ina Lepel is optimistic that Indonesia's Germany economic relation will be stronger in the next years and decades. The global megatrends such as electric vehicle, renewable energy, and digitalization offer a great investment potential for both countries.
Bicara sama kamu, bibirku terbungkam melihat
Hanya aku ingin mengungkapkan rasa, tapi mengapa aku selalu tak bisa? Bagaimana caranya agar dirimu bisa tahu kalau aku suka, 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 suka sama kamu? Hatiku berkata, ingin katakan cinta, namun aku malu untuk mengawalinya. Jantungku berdebar saat kau menatapku, jadi salah tingkah bicara sama kamu. Bibirku terbuka melihat senyummu, aku tak kuasa saat di depanmu. Sebenarnya aku ingin mengungkapkan rasa, tapi mengapa aku selalu tak bisa? Bagaimana caranya agar dirimu bisa tahu kalau aku suka, 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 suka? Sebenarnya aku ingin mengungkapkan rasa, tapi mengapa aku selalu tak bisa? Bagaimana caranya agar dirimu bisa tahu kalau aku suka, 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 suka sama kamu?
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Cheese is one of the most famous dairy products from Europe. Although famous from Europe, Indonesia also has locally made cheese products. Besides Danke from Nrekang, South Sulawesi, there is also Dali Nihorbo from Tapanuli, North Sumatra. In the Batak language, Dali means milk, while horbo means buffalo, so it means buffalo milk. Indeed, this food is made from buffalo milk, The traditions of processing buffalo milk has been carried out by the ancestors of the Batak people. Dali Nihorbo, or another name, Bagot Nihorbo, has become the daily menu of the Batak people and is one of the menus for home cooking. To make Dali Nihorbo, the buffalo milk is milked and then processed in the traditional way without preservatives and chemical substances. After the milk is finished, the milk is boiled for 10 minutes. Then it is added with pineapple juice and papaya leaves. This method is done to help the milk to thicken while reducing the fishy smell. As the milk boils, the bubbles that are floating on the top are separated and the milk will slowly begin to thicken. After boiling, Dali Nihorbo can be cooled and ready to eat. Once cooked, Dali Nihorbo looks white and solid like tofu with a strong milky aroma. This Dali or Bagot Nihorbo can't be consumed directly because it has gone through the ripening process. However, this Batak cheese will be even more delicious if it is cooked with arsik spices. Arsik is a typical Batak cuisine that also uses the typical Batak Andaliman seasoning. If one day you visit North Sumatra, Dali Nihorbo can be found around Lake Toba, Samosir Island, Tarutung, Parapat area, and traditional markets in North Sumatra. The price is also affordable, starting from 5,000 rupiah to 15,000 rupiah per piece.
Dan hati terpisah telah terikat manisnya cinta. Bersama rasa ini ku memupuk janji tuk kutuai nanti. Tuhan mencintaiku melalui hati. Ciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu, aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu. Dan aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu. Saat jarak hadir tuh memisahkan tanganku dari genggammu. Atas nama setia, ku yakinkan hati untuk selalu percaya. Tuhan jaga hatimu melalui rindu. Demi akal ku yang diciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu, aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu. Dan aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu. Hanya untuk memikirkan kamu, demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Student of Gajah Mada University, UGM, conducted research on jellyfish as an alternative to breast cancer inhibitors. Until now, the exact cause of cancer is not known yet. One of the most common types of cancer is breast cancer. According to health data, by 2020, there were 2.3 million women diagnosed with breast cancer. This disease is the most common cause of death in women, with cases reaching 685,000 deaths. The development of breast cancer treatment continues, including medicinal products derived from marine biota that have a high potential to overcome this disease. Gajah Mada University student team specifically observed the potential for jellyfish venom proteins to be associated with cancer, especially breast cancer, that many women suffer from. They have innovated the use of jellyfish in the venom protein to be analyzed and tested for computer predictions in the inhibition of breast cancer. Team leader Aden Arafit Bahtiar Shah explained that jellyfish has abundant proteins, vitamins, and minerals. In addition, jellyfish also contains other important substances, namely venom proteins from nematocyst cells that have the potential for treatment. Aden revealed that jellyfish venom has been proven to contain antimicrobial, antioxidative, anticoagulant, antitumor, and cytotoxic compounds. Jellyfish is one of the living creatures with abundant numbers and spread almost all over the waters of Indonesia. Jellyfish has simple shapes like umbrellas and tentacles. Kintan Maulin conveyed that the uniqueness and abundance of jellyfish attract researchers in the fields of marine biology. That's Miss Seleni.
Ada kau dan hati terpisah telah terikat manisnya cinta. Bersama rasa ini ku memupuk janji tuk kutuai nanti. Tuhan mencintaiku melalui hatimu. Dunia kau yang diciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu. Dan aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu. Jarak hadir tuh memisahkan tanganku dari genggammu. Atas nama setia ku yakinkan hati tuh selalu percaya. Tuhan jaga hatimu,
hatimu
melalui. Ciptakan hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku berjanji rindu ini hanya milikmu. Aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain kamu. Hanya untuk memikirkan kamu. Demi hatiku yang diciptakan untuk selalu mencintaimu. Aku bersaksi tiada cinta selain.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, on today's music corner, I'm going to present you a original song from West Java entitled Kurang Kumaha to be sung by Rita Tila. The song tells the complaint of a wife who was betrayed by her husband until she asked herself what she lacked until her husband loved another woman. The song, which was composed by West Javanese musician Doel Sumbang, was released in 2021 with the Sundanese pop genre and sung by well-known singer from West Java, Rita Tila. Listener, here is a song from West Java entitled Kurang Kumaha, sung by Rita Tila.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak mudah terkakui bahwa engkau begitu berarti. Tak juga ku pungkiri, ternyata kaulah yang selalu di hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.